We are in the middle of the Ran, or towards the end of the Ran, on the Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Ran Dibir Masvel Linyin. We had stopped because of a Rambam Zal. Because of a Rambam Zal, the Perek HaNiska, we had learned about the eights of the Mishnah that Haroitzu Shle Yiskaimu Nedorov, Kalashone, you should say, Kol Neder Shani Osid Lida Yei Botul. And that is an Eitze that the Nedorim will not be Niskayim. He forgot about the Tnai. Because of a Rambam Zal, Beperik HaNiskar, Sheyesh Min HaGa'inim Shoimrim, She'ain't nai koidem mevatel ma she'osa ratz melacha mikan elo b'nedorim. This only works by nedorim. Avoloi b'shvuiz. Yesh mem yishoimer she'shvuiz v'nedorim shovim heim l'dinze. There's no difference between nedorim and shvuiz. If he made a t'nai, so the Tnai will accomplish that the Shvu also won't be chal. Umiyu omru b'taisves, davke b'shvueis u'nedorim, that that we say a Tnai helps, sai by a Shvue, sai by a Neder, shenishba v'noda la'atzmoi, that means he made a Shvua on himself, for himself, or a Neder. So Memele, so the Tnai, the Tnai that was made previously, helps that the Neder and Shvui should not be chal. Avol mi shehishbioi chaveiroi, oi shehidiroi. But if his chaver was mashbia him, or was madder him, ein bitl ze moyel loiklum, then the bitl will not help at all. Shall das chaveirei hu nishba v'noida, because if yen is mashbiya him, so the neder is the way the mashbiya wants it. Uchemoy shem mevatel tnoi legamrei domi. So this is equivalent, keilu he's mevatel the tnai. Do haskinon deloi mishtaba adaiti denavshei, elo das mashbiyoi. If someone is mashbiya someone else, so we say that the shvua is being made al das hamashbiya. So memele, so since the mashbiya wants the shvua to be chal, the mashbiya wants the neder to be chal, so that his previous tenoyim aloy maila v'loy moirit, because the shvua is al das the mashbiya, and the mashbiya wants it to be chal. Zok the Gemara weiter. Iboyiluhu, pligi rabbonon alei de Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov eloi. We hear here in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov holds afaroitze lahadir eschaveiroi sheyoichel etzloi. And he tells him that if he won't come and eat by him, he's madam from the Chosov. So Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov said that this is Nidrei Zruze. So now the Gemara clears a shaili boyilu, pligi rabbonon alei de Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, eloi, are the chachomim choylik and Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. And if we will assume that they are chaylik, hilchese kevose eloi. Do we paskel at Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, or don't we paskel at Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov? Now let us see the Ran. Iboyilu pligi rabon eloi de Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov eloi pligi. De ikil esvuki bohochi. That means there's a mokim lehistapek, mishum de dilme. Ad kan loy komri rabono de nidre is ruzim have el be moiche beleke gebi davke in the first mishne by the moiche leke ya over there shein pm believe bum shove Bezicha do not mean what they're saying. The af mitchila hoyu reitzim bishloisha dinrim. Both wasicha bimaskim with shloisha dinrim. So memele and shloisha dinrim. So the whole thing was a zirus. Now what they said, bezicha did not mean a seller or a shekel. So there it's nidreis ruzim. But if he says that if you won't eat by me, so you're not permitted to have hanlo for my nechosin, could be there he wants bedavke that he means what he says. If you won't come and eat by me, so memele, you can't have an law for my nechosim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, it's not mistaver that he should ask the nechosim for such a thing, for not coming and eating by him. But that's debatable. Could be the chachomim are chaylik on this. Toshma. So now the Gemara wants to be patient to Shaila. This not. We learned the Mishnah, ha'im alachaveiroi. Koinem she'eini nele lecha. I'm making a koinem that I won't have a no from you. Im i'ata noita lebincha kul shal chitim u'shtei chavyei shal yai. That means, we'll see later, he had a lot of hano from this person. Let's say the mate had a lot of hano from this person. Now, he doesn't want to continue having ano, unless this person will take from him also something. He doesn't only want to be a taker, he wants to be a giver also. So he said, I will not have ano from you anymore. Im i'ata noita lebincha ku shal chitim u'shteichav yishal yayim. That was the neder. Hareza yochel lahatelas nidro shalei al pichochem. So the Mishnah says that the mudder could be matter the neder. She yochel oimaloi kluma marto. What's your whole kavone? That you want that my children should have a matone, really, others say it's, what you're giving is not enough choshev. For me, for my children will be choshev. Aber klum amalt, ala bishvil kvoide, you want to be mechabed me. You want to give me a matone to be mechabed me. Zehu kvoide, this is my covet. That means fakel, that you want to give me a matone. I don't want to accept the matonis. I have a bigger covet from that. I care that I'm not saying the matonis. So memele, so it was niskayim. That means that your intent to be mechabed me was niskayim by saying what you said. So I was niskabed. So I wasn't over the tonight, so I can have enough from you. Taime the Omar Zehu Kevoidi. That is Davke if he said Zehu Kevoidi. That means that the Mudel says that Fakert, this is my covet. So then we can be matter the Neder. Olav Hochi, but without his dreidel, Nederhu. So it's a Neder. So that means without this dreidel of Zehu Kevoidi, so the Muda would not be permitted to have Hano from the Mada, because he did not take the Kul Shalchit Meshtechov Yishol Yayin. Frag the Gemara, Moni, who is this Mishnah going according to? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Nidreis Ruzim Habe. So this is Nidreis Ruzim. That means Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held that when I want to be mahanis someone, and I say if he won't have the anor amad nechosim from him, It's not mistava, I really mean what I say, because for not having hanor from me, I wouldn't be madan nechosim. So it can't be going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elo lav da rabono. So it's going according to the rabono. Shema mino pligi rabono nolei. So we see the rabono on achilik and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so we're poishet the shayl. So the Gemara says, no, lo ilam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umoy da Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bahay de nidra habe. This is not zruzim. Do malay loy kalba ano the mishanina minoch loy mishanis minoy. That means here take it bothers him very much. That means I'm taking kaseida from you. You're always being mahana me, and you don't want to take anything from me. That's a kelev. A kelev is a noital. He's not a noisen. I don't want to live like this. They say over from Rabbi Yeruchim that if Reuven did Shimon a toive and Shimon wants to repay him, and Reuven says, no, you don't have time to, I don't want, no. So Rabbi Yeruchim said, this is the greatest riches of Reuven. What does Reuven want? That Shimon should always be indebted to him. Fakert, this will be the biggest gemilas chesed that you could do for Shimon. Let Shimon repay you. Shimon has to be indebted to you his whole life. So I'll kapon him that pshat here in the Mishnah. That the Gemara says, this is not zruzim. This a person taki means. I was taking from you kiseida, and now you don't want to take anything from me. So memela, so I feel like I'm a kelev. A kelev is a noitel, not a noisim. I like to say a maimer hamuzger. Perhaps this is a shtikel rayin. It says in Melachim by Izevel. It says vayelchu lekavro. Lemaisa she was killed, and vleimotzu bo kimal golgoiles v'haraglayim v'kapes hayodayim. And that's all that was left. Vayeshuvu vayegiduloi vayoymer dvar Hashemu ashediber biyadavdei liyor atishbi leimer bechelik Yisrael yoichlu haklovim as besar Izevel. That there was a gzeira liyonovi had said Izevel for her all her riches that she would not be zeichel lekvurim, that the klovim would eat her up. So Mamela, that's what happened. But by the time they came to be Mekavaro, they saw nothing was left except the skull and the feet and the hands. So the Radak brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says, Lomo nishabo ha-gulgoyles faraglayim v'kapes ha-yodayim. Why did these three Ivorim remain? Shloi ochlu ak-klovim. This the klovim like bones also. So why these bones didn't they chew up? Everything they chewed up. L'schus shahoysa merakedes lifnei ha-kalitz. Izevel used to dance in front of the kalitz. Nisharu boha glayim. So her feet were left over. L'fi shahoysa metapeches lifnei. She used to clap in front of the kalitz. Nisharu boha kapis ha-yadayim. So her hands were left over. So we have a interesting Zach. There was a gzeire that the klovim would yoichlo a klovim as besari zevul, and it seems they ate up the bones also. But these bones that she did a mitzvah with, of she was mesameich the kalis. So these bones, the klovim did not have a shlita over. So I thought perhaps we could explain this with a shtikel akdome. The Maral, Nesivo Gmilas Chasodim, he says, Hachomer hu mekabel ve'enei meshpia la'achel. A chumriistic person, he has one thing in mind, himself. What can I get? What more can I get? He has no interest in giving over to someone else. Avul ba'le goyim lechasodim, she mashpiyim lacherim, einei chumri, rak yesh loy zakri sachoyim. That means this is not a chumriistic person. This is v'alachta bedrochov. This is aget lechemide of giving, not taking. So it could be that the klovim are mamish. This they exemplify. A kelev takes. A kelev is not a noisin. A kelev is a noitel. So the holy zevel, she was also a noitel. Whatever she wanted, she took. That was her whole life. So on the holy zevel, the klovim had a shlita. Fakel, you know better than us. Fakel, we can be shayla than you. You're a boss of a dom that acts like a kelev. So mamela, so we have a shlita over you. But these three yevorim, which was the hepach of a kelev, here she was a noisin already. Here she was goimul chesed to the kalas. She was giving already. And that the klovim didn't have a shlita. But Kaponim, that's where we see that a kelev exemplifies someone who is only a noitel and not a noisin. Now let us see the Ram. Koinem shaninena loch. Koinem ma shaninena mishaloch. Klum amarta elo mipnei kvoidi. Sheskabed al yotcha bifnei abriyitz. That I should get covered. Sheyiru, people will see, shanich osher beinecho, you want to give matones, shataroitze liten li matone, zeu kvoidi, this is the covet. You want to be mechabed me, shes kabed yoisek, sheyiru shataroitze liten, vani eni roitze likabo. So memele, that what you wanted to accomplish by giving me a matone, you gave me, you want to give me covet. It wasn't the matone, it wasn't the shteichov yishal yayin, but this was the idea behind it, the kavanah behind it. So memele, you accomplished it. Vomrinem b'yirishalmi. Now there's another baraisa right afterwards. It's also with the chachamim hold that one can be matter the nether al piyatzmoy, because the mechuvin of the nether was kilo niskayim. There is a machloikis, Rameir and the Chachamim. We'll soon see the second beraisa, the Chachamim say you can say reine kilo niskabalti, and Rameir holds you can't say reine kilo niskabalti. So vomrine bi Yerushalmi, the Rab Meir, the Polig, beidoch breise, the Meisinen besomuch. Polig nami boho. He's choylik on this breise also. He doesn't hold the svore of klum, or marta elam ibnei kvoidi, areizu kvoidi. He's choylik on this svore. But here the Yerushalmi says something very interesting. Why is Rab Meir choylik on this svore? Polignami bo meforish osn ba mai pligi. The garsinen omar rabzire bistam chalukim. The machloikis of Rameya and the chachomim is if he could say that klum amarta omen nekvoidi zeh kvoidi, the machloikis is bistam. Now we'll soon see what stam means. Ma anan kayomim. What is the case we're speaking about? Im kshezer oimer mibnei kevoidi. Vezer oimer mibnei kevoidi. That means, if the machlokes is, that whose covid was in, who was intended to get covid through this matone? Kloima. He says, you know why, you said that I should take, to chav yishol yayin, because she wanted to be mechabed me. Madr chaylik olov. Vayim aloi. Loi ki yalo lechvaydi niskavanti, kidei she eskabed she tekabu matone mimeni. I didn't have you in zinen. Ich hab sich gotten zinen. Verkehrt. I've been taking from you matonis the whole time. Now I want to give you a maton and I'll get covered. Forget you're taking from me. I meant my own covered. So if there's a machlokes between the mother and the mother, whose covered was, it was intended, who was intended to get covered, divrei hakel osa. Then the Chachamim also, so this whole pisgam that that the mother says klum amart elam nekvoidi is not true. He says that's not true. I'll tell you the truth. I meant myself, not you. Im sheze oimer. Now, in a case sheze oimer mipnei kvoidecha, that the mother says I take a man for your covet. I want to be mechabed you. B'zeh oime mipnei kevoidi, the kolam aloi pligi de shoy, then it's like a mutter, then this is a cheshbon that Rameya would not be chaylik. If the intent was to be mechabed the mutter, so he says, listen, this is my covet. Kinan kayomim, so what is the case we're speaking about? B'stam, that no one is saying whose covet was intended. Rameya oimer stam kemisha zoimim nekvoidi, zoimim nekvoidi, fakert stam daf medan zain, that each one means his own covet. Rabbonin omrim stam kemisha zoimim nekvoidi, zoimim nekvoidecho. Interessante machloikis, how to be done bein odom lachaveiroi, that means he zicher felt indebted to him, but and he wants to repay him now, but what does he really want? He really wants, so Sarameya says, so he wants now, because that means Kozman, he was receiving tavis from him, he felt like a kelev, he felt worthless, because he was only taking and not giving. So he wants the covet of giving. There's a covet that one gets when he gives, and Yen is taking from him. So he was searching for that covet, and that's what I should assume, stomme. The Chomim say, no, stomme. I mean, it's very interesting to machloikis. And stomme, he wants to repay him with covet. Not he wants his covet. Stomme wants to repay Yenna with covet. So he can say, klum amart, elamim nekvoidi, zeo kvoidi. Loi Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakovi. Af Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakovi. Mor says, no, this has nothing to do with Nidrei Zlusim. This can go a fill according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakovi. Mishum da'om alei, lav kalba no. For hochu d'shaych l'mei mehochi. Now here we say lav kalba no. Nei shamizamen oiser al atzmoi nifsei hamizumen. You see that's what he means. He says, if you won't take from me, I'll never take from you. So what is he accomplishing by not taking from him? That was, we see what's bothering him. I've been taking long enough from you. I don't want to keep on taking. So if you won't take from me, I'll never take from you again. Here there's a svara to say that he means what he's saying. He doesn't want to have anor from him. Ele imke, yikabel humi menu gamke na nozu de korechet sholchitim. The lav kalbu is not a kelev. Avu masnisin, but in the Mishnah it's the other way around. He's inviting him to eat by me, and if you won't eat by me, you can't have any hanor from me. Heichi shayich lemei mohochi, vamezamin eine oisa olof nichsei hamezumen. The other rabbi, Nuchosavu Aisil Mizuminim Le Yakabu Menagamatshabandozu. So Memele, so that is the difference between when do you say Lav Kalbano and when do you say Zuzim. So you see what the nether is. If the nether is that the mother is making a nether, that I won't have any more hana from you, so then we see that that's bothering him, that he was having a lot of hana from him, and now he decided he's going to stop having hana from him if you won't have hana from me. There is shach the svar of lav kalbe. But if the mezamin is answering the mezumin, so that's sicha not bothering him. He says, "Fakad, you can't have an oath from me if you won't take this small and I'm answering all an oaths." Im lo yikav ben gamach shva nozu, so memele. So here you see that the svara is not that's bothering him that he's receiving hanor from him. Fakir, he just wants that he should come to the Suda. And if not, he'll show him that he won't be able to have any more hanor from him. So this, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, this is Ruzim. This is Ruzim. He really, it's not, the Avla of not coming to the Suda is not deserving of such a punishment, of not being able to have any hanor from him. So Kochach, he's just saying it was Ruzim Nafsh. That's one mahalach. So according to the first mahalach, when is it kalbe and when is it not kalbe? We have to see who is being nesa through the nether. If the mizam is being nesa through the nether, so then it's a svar of kalbe. If the mizumin is being nesa from the nether, then Samzai, he wants he should come to the suda, but there's no svar of kalbe. That's one way to be magdir in yoni. V'acherim oimrim. Others say a different mahalach. When is it kalba? When is it not kalba? L'shem dohochi boy l'mitin lei matone merube. Now here he's giving him a big matone. Shtei chovi shol yayin, a kur of tfuah. This is a big matone. Mashme the Ovid Leidoch Nayich Nafshi. So why do you want to give him such a big matone? So it would seem from this because the Muda was Kesei the Mahanehim with a lot of matone. So now he'll only lose his indebtedness if you take a big matone from me. The Eloi, if he wasn't receiving such great matones from the Buddha, Aviyovle Hach Matone, he wouldn't give him such a big matone. So from what he's giving, I can figure out what he was getting. Hilkach Shaykh Lameime, Lav Kalbano, Samemele, and this nether, which I see from the Tnai of the nether that he was receiving a lot, so then, Take, it's benafshoi. He doesn't want to be like a keller, to take and not to give. Avo b'masnisen leimuchachochi. But in the Mishnah, he's not giving him a big maton. He's inviting him to eat by him. The Ovidi nishlach l'scheveri etzlei afogav d'chavri loyod leimikoremidi. I can sometimes invite someone to eat by me. I feel he never did me any toivis till now. So in the Mishnah, I don't have any hechech that he was deriving benefits keseida from the Muda. So therefore, in the Mishnah, I have no right to say the svar of lav kalbe. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that it's nidreis ruzim. Zok te gemore weiter. Toshma, another bereise. Ha'oime lechaveiro, koinim sha'ato nenesli, im i'ata noisin livni kur shel chitim ushteichov yishol yayin. Here he told them, you can't have any mana from me if you won't give me a choshev matone of a kur chitim. His rameya oimer, so rameya says, osa at sheyitin, you can't have any ino unless he'll give. Chacham Amoimim Avze Yochel Lahatel Es Nidroi Shalei Al Pichoch. He can be mata the nether. The mother can be mata the nether. Shochel Oima Hareinui Keilu Yiskabalti. That means I said you have to give me Hareinui Keilu Yiskabalti. Time Adom Hareinui Keilu Yiskabalti. Olav Hochi Nederu. But on those, that means it is a nether. That means he's, you can't have a no from me unless you'll give me something. Now this lechayre is similar to our Mishnah. You can't have a no from me unless you'll come and eat by me. It's time of the marina kilis kabalti. So then you can be matter the nether according to the chachomim. Olav hochi nederu. Money, ira beleza ben Yaakov nidris rusim ave, elolav rabbonon upligi. So we see that rabbonon achilik on beleza ben Yaakov. Shmo says loy, loy lam rabbeleza ben Yaakov. It's going according to rabbeleza ben Yaakov. Umayde rabbeleza bahai nidre bahai de nidra ave. Here is mayde it's a neder. Shim the omalei lav malke ano the mahanina loch paatle mahanisli. I'm not a king. I'm not made out of money. That I'm giving you kaseida, and you shouldn't pay me. I want something in return. So memele. So this is also a true neder. This we can understand. If you won't give me, so you can't have any more no from me. I gave you enough. Zogt deran. Hareini ke ilu hiskabalti, meforesh peperg misha ochsoi, dahainu taime, mishum da alboche didei ichadu, that when he made the nether, he wanted alboche didei. That means we'll see that he was supporting his children. And he was shelling out money to this person, Kaseida, so now he has to support his children. So he wanted, he should give him to Chavius of Yain. Now, he doesn't need it. Somehow he struck it rich. He doesn't need Yenis. So he says, Reina Kilis Kabout. And the Rashba says, and that's the svar of Rameya. Is Rameya held since Bishas, the nether was said. So he meant Avocha Didei. He meant, you can't say any Kilis Kabalti. The nether was made with it night that you should tell me to. So even though now I don't need it, but the Bishas, the nether was made, that was the intent of the nether, so it can't be niskayim, but harein yikil niskabalt. Zog teran weiter, the davke kshabonim smuchim al shulchonim. That means we have to understand that havocha didei, and he said to give to the children, so... So what's plan is, because the children were smuchim al shulchonai, siyirish tautzut for them, chitim and yayim, chaygav nishayich lamei, medavochid idei chavin shliitztach lohitzi mishaloi letzolchon. That was his intent. That means, Rakelt, you should pay for a month's meals. Boholei yitzterech. Now he doesn't need it anymore. That means, in such a case, that he was supporting the children. So now we could say, the whole purpose of the nether was that you should help me support, and now I don't need it. But if the father was not supporting the children, so if he said that You can't have anor from me unless you'll give the children shteichav yishayim, or kul shol tvur. So then there's the avoche diduka mechad. And then the intent of the kiyam atnai was that they should have a avoche. V'chosh omru heim arene kilis kabalnu itiru aneda. Then you have to have their amire. V'ilu omar ha'ov came, but if the father said, Arayni kilis kabalti, ein bedvor of klo. Period. The cause of Arash Bezal, the davke bekiyum maise shayich lameima arayno kilu is kabalti. That means, if the tenai was that you have to give me, so then we can say, it's kilu I received it. The kivet. Now here the Rashba says a gebalte kelomdes. Shafilu hoyom mekabel mimen. What would be if you would have given it to me? He could give it back. That means that zichel, the tnai is only you should give me. But after you gave it to me, I could give it back to you. Is af meyachshav yocholoy mereinu kili iskabalti v'achzaticho. That's for the reini iskabalti. We're not changing, we're saying, Estes, that by giving it to me, I could give it back to you, and you would still remain with it. So it's kilu iskabalti v'chzaticha dafuchi matros olomali. Why do you have to make the ceremony of giving to me, I'll give it back to you? You don't have to give it to me l'chatchila. That is dafke, if the tnai was a tnai lasais, so we could say, kilu was nasa. The spore of afuchim atart alomali. Avol bebitul maise. But what if the tnai was that something should not be done? Kigoin sha'omar nichsai asurin alecho in teilech lamokim plaini. That means if you're going to go that place, I'm asking you my nechosah. And he went in that place. Loishayich lemei mahochi. Loimarei harehu ki'ilu loi halachta. It's just like you didn't go. Sheyevshe. What do you mean? That's a fact. He went. So Mamele, that's what the Rashba says. So the whole chachomim were only said when you needed a kiyam amaisa, so its kilo was niskaima. The ike man the polik, shafilu binyan ze yocholoi makein. Others are cholik, they hold, afilu in such a case. If he told them that if you go to this place, you can't have an offer me. So, it could also say, afilu he went, that it's kilu you didn't go. Why? How do we do such a thing? The whole purpose of the tnai was because I wanted that you shouldn't go. So that means you don't have to look at the truk in the pa'ula, you have to look at the intent that was, the intent that there was in order that they made this tnai. Before it was ritzayne that he shouldn't go, now it's a gaitim neton that he did go. So mamela you can say is, you can say also hareinu et kilu you didn't go. Because I only wanted my rotzen should be in the sky, and that doesn't bother me. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer leimar keshishe bereide Rav Chisda l'Rav Ashi. Toshma. Nidrei einzen. What's a case of nidrei einzen? That means is a heter of nidrei einzel. He direi chaveiroi sheyoichel hatzloi. So the Gemara, let's learn how the Gemara learned in the Havamina. that the chaver said that you should come and eat by me. And if you won't come and eat by me, and then the mother got sick. So now he was unable to come. So memele, that's nidrei einzin. So we say that the nether was made under the assumption that he won't come, midaita dinafshei. If he was an honest and he couldn't come, so the nether wasn't chal. Holav hochi nederu, but weiss tochois if he wouldn't have been sick, and so wouldn't have had to have nidrei einzin, so the nether is chal. So here we have mamish the case of our Mishneh, that he said, if you don't come to eat by me, so you're mudam in the chosai. And it seems the nether is chal, and not since, only because, if it was because of an oinus, he didn't come. So memela, then the nether is not chal. Homoni, hi Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov, zruzim hada, elalav rabono, upligi. So the Gemara, loilam, no, could be Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov. But the case is not the way you understood the case. Umisovres da adre mizamne lizamino. You think it's speaking about, you understood that it's speaking about that the mazmin was mada the muzmin. He told them, if you won't come and eat by me, so memele, you can't have an offer me. No, in such a case, it's nidrei zruzim. Loi dizamino adrei lemizamne. It's speaking about that the muzmen was mother the mizamen. The omalei mizamnes li lesudo secho. He told them, are you making a sude? Are you inviting me? Am I one of the guests? Obalayin, yes, sure. Sure, I'm inviting you. So he said, Neder ze olecho, v'noda v'cholohu, oishecholo bnoi, oishik v'ino, hare elu nidrei oinze. Now, before we see the Ran, let us see the Rosh for 1 minute. Zemino hu da adrei limizamne, that the mizumen was madir the mizamen. So what's the story over here? Zukterosh. Ha mizumen bikesh limizamen, she has midneyu lisudosoi. He wanted that you should invite me to your suda. Vomalayin? Yeah, sure, I'll invite you to my, you want to come? No problem. I'm inviting you to the suda. Vomalayin. Neder ze olecho basmanis. V'omaloi ha-mizumen, so the mizumen said, le-mizamen, mudrani minichosecho im loy oichel eslecho. So he says that, fakert, I'm making a neder. If I won't come to the suda, I can't have any anor from your nechosecho. So what's pshat in this modern dreidel over here? So the Rosh spills the beans. Ki rotzu lasminei gam besuda acheres. He was invited to another suda. Buchof et yoise lechel im zehe ish. He wants to eat by this person, but er kann sich nicht ausdrehen. So he says, you know, Yen invited me, and I had to make a neder. If I don't come to him, I can't have any anor from him. So you'll have to excuse me, I can't come to your suda. So, according to the Rosh, that was the story. He says, the Mizumin made the Neder. So let's go further. So what's the case? That's what that is. Amina adre le mezamno, that the mezumens said a nether to the mezamen. Yeah. V'cholahu, so who got sick? Now the mezumen got sick, now he couldn't come. He was telling Yannick, I can't come to your suda because if I don't come to his suda, And Lamaisa, he got sick and he couldn't come to Yenem Suda. So we say, well, that's Nidre Yonsim. And it's not, it's not also. Now let us see the Ran. Misodres ta adre mezamna le zamina, zamina adre le mezamna. Kloima, lav kedresal kedaitoch, not what we thought till now. Shamezamen hider le mezumen, that the mezamen was madder the mezumen. Dihochi, if that would be the case, after lubeloi oinishori, so then you don't need a heter of oinis. The nidreis luzimave. If he said a net, if you don't come and eat by me, you can't have enough of me, that's nidreis luzim. El zamina adre limizam. Kloima. Livakoshas hamizumin. Now he learns differently the Ran. Not the zamina was adre limizam that the mizumin made the neder. No. Livakoshas hamizumin. Livakoshas hamizumin. Noda hamizamen. The mezumen asked the mezamen, you please make a neder. The om aloi, loi mezamnesli. Now the Tversin said this is a different gilsa than we have. We have domalei mezamnesli, lisuda oseich, and the Ran had a different gilsa. Romalei, loy mizamnesli, loy tazmineini lesuda secho. You won't invite me to your suda. He came with a taina. Romalei in, kloima. Kain azamincho. Yeah, sure, I'll be mazmin you. So he said, I want to make sure that you want to invite me, take. Neder ze olecho. No, I want to make sure. Kloima. Esoyer nechosecho, oy nichsay alatzmacho, umloitasekein. If you won't invite me, that means when you'll make the suda's in another 2 weeks. If you won't invite me, then either you can't have hanor from your own nechosim, or you can't have hanor from my nechosim. V'nodar hamezamen, and the mezamen make this neder. That means, he was pressured by the mezumen to make a neder that you're going to invite me, and he made the neder take. V'cholahu, so the Tiferesin says, who got sick? The mezamen got sick. V'cheir that shot according to the Ran, that the mezamen got sick. He couldn't make the suda, he couldn't invite him. Hilkach. Taime v'cholahu, olav hochi, nidrahave. The lekel of meimel is luzi yachavin, that he wanted to be mezaris, the mezamen to come. Shlehoi yitzorich lezaris oise. He didn't have to be mezaris, the mezamen to come. The other rabbi, who bikesh mimenu, she has minenu, fakert, he's not being mezaris, the mezumen. He told him he should invite him. So, kochoch, pshat is that, it's the other way around. And he meant it. The mezumen wanted to make sure that the mezamen is going to invite him. So that's why he made this neder. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshma yeser al kein. Omar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov ha'ima lechaveiroi koinom shaninen aloch. Imiato misareyach etzli. Now, yes, sir, okay. Yes, Asher Alkein, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said a bigger chiddush. Ha'im elach aveli, koinem sha'ani men aloch. I will not have hano from you. Imi ato misareyach etzli, v'toichel imi paschamo v'tishte imi kaischamen. That means if you won't come and eat by me a paschamo and kaischamen, so I won't have any more hano from you. Ba'alo hikbid kinegdoi, and yet it didn't come. Af eilu nidreis ruzim, loy hoidu loy chachomen. So now we have here a new case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Yes, sir, okay, this is also nidreis ruzim. And here we have a clause that the chachomim are choylik. Now, let us see what's pshat in this in Yeser Alkein. So the Rani is here to Mahalchim. Hay do oma Yeser Alkein. Bishim dohoche afal gab de shaykh lemeima laf kalba ano. Now the Ran before said, when do we know? The Gemara before it said, if the mother is making a nether because of a cheshbon laf kalba ano, I don't want to be like a dog to take and not to give. So then that has nothing to do with Zruzim, and this is a true neder. That's what the Ran had said till now. So L'chayr, and then the Ran said, how do we know when the Kavon is of Lav Kalbano and when the Kavon is not Lav Kalbano? So the Ran said two Mahalch. One Mahalch, the Ran says, we want to see what he does. That means, if the neder is, I won't have ano from you. So that spells out Lav Kalbano. That spells out Lav Kalbano. That means, I have enough ano from you. I won't have any more ano from you. In the case of the Mishnah, he says, forget, you can't have ano from me. So that has nothing to do with Lav Kalbano. Then the Ran said a second teretz, that when do I say that the neder is because of Lav Kalbano? If he wants him to take a big matone, so if he wants Yene to take a big matone, shteichov yishayin akurchitim, so that means that he was getting from him a lot, that's he wants to repay him a lot. So the, what is machiach, that it's lav kalbano from the big matone. So we have two mahalchim in the Ran. And now we have to learn this parais accordingly. So now let us see the Ran. Hod Omar Yeser Alkein. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said a bigger chiddush. Al kochoch mishum dohocho. Afol gav de shaykh lemeime lav kalbano. Here take past lav kalbano. Because we see he's, if you don't come and eat by me, I'll never have enough from you. So we see what's bothering him. I had keseda anor from you, and you never took anything from me. If you won't have at least a kois chamim a pas cham, I'm never have anor from you. Shereihu oiser hanos amizuman al atzmo im lo yirtzel lekabel mimena anosu. O mishem hochi ikel lemeima the bedavke noda. Here there's a svara to say that the nether was made bedavke. Afilo hochi. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Nidreis Ruzin Heim. So that's the Yeser Alkein. The Yeser Alkein is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, he doesn't hold the Svar of Kalbano. Everything is Ruzin. Ulefi Perish said, so according to this Pshat, Chazin and Hashte, the Mai de Dachina Le'el, Tafulu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov moide kolei chadike meime lav kalbano is the chuyah ba'almahu. It's not true. It's only a dichuy. Before the Gemara wanted to say that it can't be called Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because it's ruzin. But said, no, here there's a svar of lav kalbano and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is moide to lav kalbano. And the Gemara says, no, before the Gemara wanted to say, there's a swallow of Kalbuna, and Rav Lazar Yaakov is made that it's a true neder. That's only a dichoy. We'll have kushta de milsa, but it's not true. Here we see from this paraisa, we see that the teretz of Lav Kalbono is not true, and that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold the svar of Lav Kalbono. That was one mahalach, that we could figure out the svar of Lav Kalbono if the Issa Neder is on the Mizamin. Uleidach perusha de kosvina leil, according to the other pshat, the time of the Lav Kalbano, how do we come to say that the reason of the nether is because Lav Kalbano, Mishum de Mafleginin be Matone Merube la Matone Moefet? That means that we see that if he wants to give him a Matone Merube, so we see he had derived a lot of benefit from him, perhaps he wants him to take a Matone Merube. So there we say it's Aslav Kalbano. So here, there's not a Matona Merube, because he just said Pas Chama and Kais Shel Chamin, Kais Chamin. So here, it's not a Matona Merube. So here, Pas Nishlav Kalbano. So what's the Yeser Alkein? So what's the Yeser Alkein over here? So what's the bigger Chiddush? I mean, so Pas Nishlav Kalbano, so what's the Chiddush? Here, it's also Zruzin. Hayes al kein de brinen hoche, lav mishum de lecheshin in le time of the lav kalbano. That Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is not chayish with the time of lav kalbano. Do kivin de matona me etesi, le shaykh le meimer hoche. The pastor zog mechlau lav kalbano by matona me etes. So what's the yes al kein? Ela hayesa kein de koma, mishum de salke daite chamine, kivin de miyachet, to oma pas chamo vikoy shal chamin. That means he's very explicit over here. I want you to drink a koy shal chamin and have a pas chamo. So since he's miyachet, is davke noda vleles ruzi baalme. That means Bishlam, he says, I want you to come to me, and he's not mefarid. So he said, the whole thing is lizruzi ba'omen. But if he goes into particulars, I want you to have a koishal chamin and a pas chamo. So here's a svara to say, he means what, this is what I want, and if not, you can't even know for me. Kamash melon, nafeilo nidle zruzi. Lafi perish there. So according to the second shot, Akati Kamina Vamaidam Rina Mikore, the Chol Heicho, the Iko Lameme Lav Kalbano, whenever the Svore of Lav Kalbano applies, the Hainu Bamatone Merube, Afil Rabbeleze Ben Yaakov Moide. So Mamela, these are the two Mahalchem in the Ran, what the Yeser Alkein is. The Yeser Alkein is that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not hold the svar of Lav Kalbano, or the Yeser Alkein is, since he's miyachet vorem yechodem, here he doesn't mean zruzim, v'avol pi kein Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds it still zruzim. Now, before we end the round, let us see the Gemara first. So what did we discover from this Baraisa? So we discovered that there's a machloikis. We clear the shayla ad chachamim choylik and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Here we see klo lehoydu lechachamim. Now, I do not think the Ran had the gears in our Gemara. So let's just first say the gears in the Gemara. My lehoydu lechachamim. Matcha lehoydu lechachamim. Love. Dafilo bekamaise. Dafilo in the first case, they weren't moide. Shma mino, pligi, rabonon, olei, shma mino. Now, this is a very shvere girse. And the Rashba asks on this girse. That the Gemara says like this. the Gemara says that that if in the first case also in fact that the Rashbi doesn't understand. This case is a bigger chiddush. Yeser al kain amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means that this is a bigger chiddush, that this is also called Zruze. I mean, that's what Elazar ben Yaakov says. And it says, so what do you see from over here? So on the bigger chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that this is also called Zruzim, that's a Chachamim Achaylik. But where do you see from here that the Chaylik Apekamaisa? So the Rashba says this Girsa is not a correct Girsa. That's what the Rashba says. I saw in Shita Mekebetza, the Shita Mekebetza brings down this Girsa. The Shita Mekebetza says, it should have said, if they're only chaylik, only in this case, so it should be said one more word. That means, in yesod where moide, in yesod of nidreis luzim, but bozeh, this yes al kain. So, and since it doesn't say bozeh, so lehoidu lechomim means your whole musig of nidreis luzim by inviting, and if Yenna doesn't come, so you're making a neder. That's how the Shita Mekebetza says pshat in this kirsa. Now let us see the Ram. V'dochino, now here a different kirsa. Loi bebaschaise. Kloima bebasraisa hu de pligi rabon avu bekamaisa loy. So somehow, I don't know, maybe that was the end of the thing. My love da filu bekamaisa. So the Gemara says, loy bebasraisa, no, you don't have a right to the first kid. This is like the Rashba. That forgetting yes al kain the choilik. The besraiso the pligi rabona avo bekamaisa loy. That's the first gilsa of the Ram. The ike nuschet the garsi shmamina pligi rabona loy shmamino. So lechayre then it's our gilsa. So this is lechayre, I think the second, the ike nuschi, is like our Gilsa, Shema Minotake, that is, I feel a bekamaisa. And they have to say that the Rai is, the way the Shita Bekemetsa says, Uboze. Zog to Gemara Vaita. My Havi Allah. We have a Shaila, Toshma. Omar Ravune, Aloche, Kirabeleza Ben Yaakov, Renoma Rabada Barava, Aloche, Kirabeleza Ben Yaakov. Toshma, let us see the Rav. Omar Ravune, Aloche, Kirabeleza Ben Yaakov. Now, this is the Mayhavi Aloh, is very much dependent on how we learn till now. That means if we learn like our Girsa, so we proved already, the Maklar two Shailas. One Shaila we cleared, Ad Rabbonon Chaylak and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The second Shaila is, how do we paskin? Now, according to the two girsois, we had the Ram Luchayim had two girsois. According to the first girsa, so we weren't poishit yet. If the Chachomim are chaylik in the first case, we don't know. So my Havi Allah could be what happened with our Shail? We started clearing in our Mishneh our Ad Chachomim chaylik. We heard, we learn according to our Girsa, so then my Havi Law has to be How do we paskel? We clear two shaylas. Are they chaylik? Oh, we found out they're chaylik already. Now, how do we paskel? So that's, let's look at Tosfos just 1 second. What's your shayla? We just were poishit. In the second shayla, we clear the shayla. How we paskin? So the shayla's on the second shayla. Now the Ran akaponim in the first girsa, we still have a sofik if he's the chama chaylik in the mishnah. Tosh ma dem avun alocha b'lozer ben Yaakov kloima. So now the Ran had a problem. So what's the raya that the chaylik in the mishnah? Tavi yedi elohu darafun afila bekamai sekove hilchas sekabalozer ben Yaakov. He says the Gemara knew that Rav Huna is going on our Mishnah. So if that's the case, so we see from Rav Huna two things, that is a machloikus and the reisha, and Rav Huna paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Eloi, my muchachami the Rav Huna, the pligi rabbono, gulmet avaschaisu the posekilchus a kibos. Kach pirshu rabboisai. So the Ran says, they knew that he was going on the Mishnah. The Gemara cleared the shaila. Do they krieg? Don't they krieg? The make him akushta de milse hu de binen. The shaila was not a theoretische shaila. No, the shaila was lahaloche. The pligi alei. If the chachomim acholik, ef should like aimelon kibosei, the yochid verab maloche kirab. That was the shaila. The first shaila wasn't stamazi dudekri. Lamainav kamine. The shaila was, how do we paskin if they krieg some mele? So then yachbara malochi kerab. Uch the maskinim beboy, and that's for kerab. It's not two shaylas. The Gemara feels like that's the shayla. Im tim saloi me pligi ilchus a gavos ilas ilchus a gavos. Avol hashte the mikve rabune ilchus a gavos a b'may de ifluku rabonen alay. So now. So the whole shaila was only negeya to no kusht. How do we paskin? That was the shaila. So now we have in the beraisa, there's a machloikis, the rabbonon and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and in the beraisa, Rav Huna said alochik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is afilu im timtza loima da beraisa koi. Afilu Rav Huna, you don't have to say the way that they said they knew Rav Huna speaking about the Mishnah. Nah, Rav Huna could be speaking about the Beraisa. Avo b'mas nisin, moidu lei rabbonon l'nafkelon mide. Vus geit meron, if the yom moidin. One thing I had to know. I had to know, do we say yochad v'ram malochi kram? That I found out from Rav Huna. So memele, so whatever it is, and I know we passed my trouble as a ben Yaakov. Oid nirali. So this is a pesadredel that really, there was only one shaila, how we paskin, that was the Yisayda shaila. Then oidni really, then he wants to say a poshet of pshat. The kivin do omar afunis tom aloche ki abeleza, mash medam asnisin koi, shamish nohi shishkura befi akel, v'loi habraise. So he says, if Rav Huna says aloche ki abeleza ben Yaakov, he's talking about the Mishnah, not everyone knew the braises. If to be a boy, who knew the Beraises? So Mamelos al Kocher is going on the Mishnah, so then we see everything about it as a Machlekes and how he passed. Linyan Aloch. Kivin de Ifseke Ilchesek Abeleza ben Yaakov. Yeah. So now we have to figure, so we pass like Abeleza ben Yaakov, but now we have to know, is there a, if we pass the Abeleza, Ben Yaakov, does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold the spore of Lav Kalbano? Now we have to get down to brass tacks. Laloch is the asfarim lav kalban, we pass not to Beleza ben Yaakov. Linyan haloch, given the ifsik yehilchasik ha Beleza ben Yaakov. Fui oi soy perish rishin shepirashnu lamaylo, da hayo iso mikain bo loima, da fagav the ikol emeim lav kalban. Even though here there's a svara to say it's natsrus, here there's a svara to say he means it seriously, Alzlav Kalbano. And we see that because he's asking Hanno on himself. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Nitris Ruzim Have is Nektine Nochi. So then we assume like this. Odrinin Mimaidam Rinil El Besugin the Maidar Rabbi Elazar Hechadikamem Elav Kalbano, the Nether Goma Have. So, halacha, we fall off from that what the Gemara had wanted to say, the lamaskone lesse uchtachsiv. So, mamel, that's how it come out according to the first mahalach. Umiyu, af al gav de hodrinen mi taime de lav kalba ano, taime de lav malka ano, akati isi. That means that we hit two cases. One case, when he said, if you won't have enough from me, I won't have enough from you. And another case, if you won't give my children something, you won't, can't have any enough from me. And there the svara was of La Malkano. I'm giving and giving and giving, you have to start giving also. So, and that svara could be, remains according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Miu avogav the hadrine mi time with the lav kalbano, time with the lav malkano akati ise, umayde be rabbeles. That's according to the first malach. Avoli idoch perusha de chsivna leel. But according to the second pshat, that the whole spore of lav kalbano is only derived because he's giving a big matone. So, Memele, we see he derived a lot from him. So, according, Avalidach Pirusha, the Chsivna Lael, the time of the Lav Kalbano, Mishim Deyovle Matone Barubbe, who? So, Memele, so the Gemara never fell off from that Svor of Lav Kalbano, Maskone Nami, Kiechen the Tin and time of the Lav Malkano, that remains, according to Ablaz Ben Yaakov, Ochinami naktinen taime to lav kalbano. De betalvayu, whenever there is such a svara of lav kalbe or rav malke, heiche de isnayu, when we have these svaris, moide rabbi lezer, de neda hab beleis zruzen. Olezen nire, shehiskim a ramban zal bel choysov, lufaneinu bepere kaino. Because the Ramban in Perek Koinom, when he brings down, the Ramban in Sefer Koinom brings down these two Baraises, and the Ramban says, on the first Barais, it's not Zruzim Lav Kalbano, and on the second Barais, it's not Zruzim Lav Malkano. So we see La Haloche, that's how the Ramban held. Fine. Uchidvoro Niroli. He says, you know, I hold la lochetake that the Ramban is right. The ilay teima hoche. If you won't say like that, and if you'll say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not hold of the svara of lav kalbano, is masnisen de perikoine de im iato bo venoitel. That means, that's this first Mishnah. The Mishnah is, if you won't take shteikul, I won't have anor from you. That was the first Mishnah. Now, does this Mishnah go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, yes or no? So it's totally in the two mahalchim. Does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold the svar of lav kalbano, yes or no? So now, well, we have a Mishnah, we have a stam Mishnah, that says that if he said, if you won't take you won't take two chavis and of yayin from me, I won't have enough from you. And that's astonishing. Zokteram, Masnisin de Peire Kleine, the Miato Bovenoito. So if we'll say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not hold of the Svavlav Kalbano, is the like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Basreise, the like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Basreise, the Yesel Kainosye. Yeah. So it's not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because the Yesel Kain state, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't hold the Svar of Kalbano, and the Mishnah does hold the Svar. Pihochi, heichi poskin in Kabbalah ben Yaakov afilu b'may d'oma b'sraisen, ha'b'leistam b'masnisen machloikes b'b'raise, paloche kistam. So he says, I bezoi hota doch hakash af Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna paskin like Kabbalah ben Yaakov al kaponim in the b'sraise? L'choire, he says, we have a Stam Mishneh that holds that it is a good neder. There's a Stam Mishneh that holds it's not Zeruzim because of Lav Kalbano. Now, if the Tam of the Baraisa is because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not hold Lav Kalbano, the Baraisa said, the Baraisa Basraisa Yeser Al-Kain says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds afilu in the case of Lav Kalbano, it's also Zeruzim. So you have here a machloikis in a baraisa, in a stam mishneh. So how could Rav Huna paskin like the machloikis in the baraisa? We have a klal, a stam in a mishneh, machloikis in a baraisa, paskin like the stam mishneh. Is a raya to the second mahalach. But yes, alkein is nothing to do with Lav Kalbano. Lav Kalbano is only derived if he told him to take a big matone. Then we see he derived a lot of benefit from him. So Memele, the yes alkein is nothing to do with Lav Kalbano because he just told him to take a small matone of a pas chamon and a koishol chamim. And the chiddush of yes alkein is, even though he was miyached what he should take, he still means ruzen. So Memele alkabonim, he says, so then we don't have to say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is chaylik on the svar of Lav Kalbano. He also holds the svar of Lav Kalbano.